We've been dealing this week with the Gospel through John chapter 10, where we have the revelation of our Savior as the shepherd of his people. In the first 6 verses of this 10th chapter, we found that he was the true shepherd, in contrast to false shepherds. And then verses 7 to 11, he is the good shepherd, the one who died for the sheep. And as I said yesterday, and I repeat it, my, how he must love his people to lay down his life for them. And before I leave that little section, I might remind you of verse 9. I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Isn't that a wonderful verse? Safety, liberty, sustenance. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you would like to experience? Safety, salvation in Christ. Liberty, emancipation from the curse of a broken law. Emancipation from the bondage of death. Emancipation from the powers of the enemy. Saved and liberated. And then sustained. Shall go in and out and find pasture. Oh, how glad I am that the Lord is the bread of life. And he, said Jesus, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. How glad I am that the Savior not only saves and sets us free from the law of sin and death, but also sustains us. He's the one who can care for us and meet our need. And in this verse, you'll notice something else. Jesus said, I am the door. He is the only Savior. He is the only way to the Father. In John 14:6, I am the way, said Jesus. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the Apostle Peter could say to the leaders of the Jews of his day, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I am the door. I am the way, and there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, this morning, do you know him as your Savior? Then, if not, listen to his gracious words. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. I repeat it, salvation, liberation, sustenance. So we have in these verses 7 to 11, Jesus Christ as the good shepherd. Now verses 12 to 16, we have the third revelation of our Savior as the shepherd, and here he is the only shepherd. And this in contrast to the wolves and the hirelings. Here you have opposition to the sheep. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth them, the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. You see, false shepherds and wolves would seek to destroy the flock of God. But Jesus said, I am the shepherd, the good one. He's a keeper of sheep. I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. By the way, do you know him? Does he know you? I'm reminded of that verse in the book of Job, chapter 19, where dear Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and his feet shall stand upon the earth in the latter day, and though worms destroy this body, I shall yet in my flesh see God by my side. And when I see him, behold, he is not a stranger. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that you can know him, and that he can know you, and that God is not a stranger to you, and you are not a stranger to God? I like this. I am the shepherd, the good one, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. I know them, and they know me. And as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. So I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Again, I suggest he is the true shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He's the only shepherd. Now in verse 16, if I may just go back to that verse, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. The Gentiles who have been outside the Ark of the Covenant, Gentiles who were given up to sin and uncleanness and vile affections in a reprobate mind, as Romans chapter 1 declares, and now have now the opportunity of really knowing God. Other sheep I have, which are not of them this fold. Them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold, one church, one body, one flock, and one shepherd. There is only one real church, one real flock, that's made up of every true, real believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to ask you what church you belong to, or what name you go by. You can belong to half a dozen churches and not know the Savior, not belong to His flock. But, oh friend, if you have heard His voice and you follow Him, you've received Him as your own personal Savior the best way you know how, you belong to the Church of Christ, the one flock over which Christ is the shepherd. So He is the only shepherd, the true shepherd, the good shepherd. Now, the fourth aspect is the obedient shepherd. And we go down to verse 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me. I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Here He is, the obedient shepherd. Verses 17 and 18. Faithful unto death. You remember in Philippians chapter 2 we had this. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was a willing sacrifice. And yet notice, my friend, he could say, no man taketh my life from me. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. It is supernatural. He not only died a natural death because of sin, your sin and my sin, but His death was supernatural in this, that no one could take His life from Him. He could cry out, "It is finished," and He bowed His head and He yielded up the Spirit. I'm quoting from John chapter 19. "It is finished." He bowed His head in resignation, yielded up His Spirit to God. "No man taketh my life from me." Now you and I can't do that. You and I can't lay down our lives. He did. He yielded up His Spirit to God. "No man taketh my life from me." That's why I said a moment ago, His death was natural, a natural death, because of sin. The wages of sin is death. And all my sin and your sin was laid on Him. And when He bore your sin and my sin, as the Apostle Peter says in the epistle, He bare our sins in His own body on the tree. He suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust. I'm quoting 1 Peter 2:24 and 1 Peter 3:18. Or Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all." He's the obedient shepherd, even unto death. And then in verses 19 to 30, He is the faithful shepherd. Now you look at this one. Verse 27. He has just said to these Jewish people, "You believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Here we find he is the faithful shepherd. What do you mean by that? He is the one who keeps and cares for us forever. Forever. Now you'll notice the reason why they believed not was because they were not his sheep. But my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Again, we come to this wonderful relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. It has been well said by other writers that a shepherd in that day could hide himself and give his call, and his own sheep would hear that call and follow him. Another one could put on the garb of the shepherd and try to make the same call, and the sheep would go on grazing and ignore the call. This is the thought: my sheep hear my voice. I know them. I call them by name. They hear my voice. They follow me. Ah, what a wonderful thing. He knows you by name, my Christian friend. Do you believe that? He knows you by name. Individually. Every individual Christian is a special object of the care and call of God. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. One is reminded of Timothy, where Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Therefore, let every one who nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I tell you, my friend, he's the faithful shepherd. He's the one who can take care of everyone who will put their trust in him. So I repeat it. He's the true shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the only shepherd. He's the obedient shepherd. He's the faithful shepherd. And tomorrow morning, I want to follow through on this fact that he's the faithful shepherd. And then go on into chapter 11 of the Gospel through John. Again I say, can you say with the psalmist, "The Lord is my shepherd, and because he is my shepherd, I shall not want." And may you be able to say that, my friend, today, and walk in fellowship with him today. Let him direct you, let him guide you, and you follow him. A wonderful Savior, a wonderful shepherd. May you love him with all that's in you, my friend, today, for his name's sake.